For 19-year-old singer-songwriter MXM Toon, processing the highs and lows of high school was something best done through song.
My therapist once asked me if I wanted to be in love, and I told her, I don't know, I guess maybe. Kind of? I mean, it.
She graduated last year, and her way of figuring out what love feels like or how to deal with prom led to a debut album.
I write these songs singing like I'm an expert.
So much of the themes and the topics of this album are just about, you know, being a teenager and being in that space where you have literally no clue who you are, you're trying to figure it out, you don't know what your story is, and how that's perfectly fine and okay.
But until recently, she was a musician in secret, sort of.
It would be this thing where I'd go to school during the day and I'd get home, eat dinner with my family, and would do homework for 2 more hours until it was like 10 p.m. And then my parents would say, good night, and I'd say, love you. And then I'd go to my room.
Hi, everyone. I'm sorry I haven't uploaded in a while.
Turn on my computer.
I'm just here to play a song, very unedited cover.
And just start playing songs.
It's true.
With my bedroom door closed and like just super quietly.
All that you know is all that you are. You said it's all that you want.
And if I was singing, I would be singing really quietly into the mic with like gain on all the way at the top.
Tell me that it's all okay. Tell me it's all okay.
I was just so terrified of my family finding out because, I mean, you know, I would tell my mom I wanted to be a famous YouTuber when I was younger, but she'd laugh a little bit and be like, sure, sweetie, like, you're going to college, right? And I'd be like, yes, mom.
Tell me that it's all.
The internet at that point allowed me to have the space where I could create my own story and exist and be something other than what I felt like I was stuck as in my day-to-day life. I just never told anybody. I guess it felt like this routine thing for me to just kind of keep it to myself. And then all of a sudden I couldn't. Oh God, I don't remember what day it was. It was a day in October of 2017. I woke up, as I do, and I checked my phone, as I do, and I went onto Twitter that morning, and I got this tag from someone, and I was like, what is this tweet? And then I read it, and it said, Hypebeast lists new bedroom pop artist that you should listen to. And I was like, wait, what? And then it tagged me, and I was like, oh my God. This is like a no-joke publication. Someone is going to find out about this and tell my parents.
I mean, I used to feel so sure, but I might just be immature.
So I sit in my room, take a really deep breath, open the door, and walk out to the kitchen. And I say, Mom, Dad, I have to tell you something. And I'm sure in my mom and my dad's mind, they were like, oh God, what did she do? She's been so perfect up until this point. And I told them, I was like, I make music. My mom goes, what? And I have to tell them, and I show them all these links, and they deep dive into what the world of MXM Toon looks like. And so it was like watching my videos on the kitchen computer.
Hey, everybody. If you're wondering.
And I have a lot of thoughts about high school.
If you like this video, please give it a thumbs up. Or listening to my songs out in the living room on the stereos.
Seasonal depression's got me sleeping off the days, and I've wasted all my time.
It was terrifying to make that jump from something that was so confidential to so public.
Locked up in here with the rain coming down, tried to fool myself.
Which it seems counterintuitive because so much of what I did existed online and was available for the whole entire world to listen to. But I think what really made me understand the impact and the process of putting things out into the public space was when my parents and my family finally knew about it. A lot of the topics I talk about, I think, are just emblematic of moments where I had realizations of, okay, this is going to be something that shapes who I am.
I'm nearing the end of my 4th year. I feel like I've been lacking, crying too many tears.
I would say the best way to put it is basically rhyming diary entries.
But did I miss out? Was it a huge mistake?
Prom dress is basically about my high school experience as a whole. I had eaten In-N-Out with my family for dinner at this one point. Like, I just had eaten this huge amount of food. And I thought, you know, yeah, I could definitely fit into my prom dress right now. So I went to my room and, like, I tried to zip it. And I, like, collapsed on the ground, started tearing up. like having a mini panic attack, and my mom walked in and was like, "Are you okay?" And I was like, "I feel so ugly and prom's gonna be a disaster." I'm extremely happy to be done with high school. There's so many expectations around experiences, especially when you're a teenager and a young adult, about what sort of life experiences and stories you're supposed to be having. And that's just something that happens to everyone. And it's not something that you should feel bad about. It's just human.
That I love you.
That's musician MXMTune talking to producer Kat Lonsdorf about her debut album, The Masquerade. The album is out today.